What did St. John Rivers think of this earthly angel? I naturally asked myself that question as I saw him turn to her and look at her, and as naturally I sought the answer to the inquiry in his countenance. He had already withdrawn his eyes from the Pierry and was looking at a humble tuft of daisies which grew by the wicket.
"A lovely evening, but late for you to be out alone," he said as he crushed the snowy heads of the closed flowers with his foot.
"Oh, I only came home from—" she mentioned the name of a large town some 20 miles distant, "this afternoon. Papa told me you had opened your school, and that the new mistress was come, and so I put on my bonnet after tea and ran up the valley to see her. This is she?" pointing to me.
"It is," said St. John.
"Do you think you shall like Morton?" she asked of me, with a direct and naive simplicity of tone and manner, pleasing if childlike. "I hope I shall. I have many inducements to do so." "Did you find your scholars as attentive as you expected?"
"Quite."
"Do you like your house?"
"Very much."
"Have I furnished it nicely?"
"Very nicely indeed."
"And made a good choice of an attendant for you in Alice Wood?"
"You have indeed. She is teachable and handy." "This, then, I thought, is Miss Oliver, the heiress, favoured, it seems, in the gifts of fortune as well as in those of nature. What happy combination of the planets presided over her birth, I wonder?"